First of all, I have to just let everyone know that Jeremy is absolutely the number one Pretty Basic hype boy. I found out about our Webby nomination from Jeremy. I woke
up. Did you really?
No, for real. I'm nervous.
Welcome back to the number one show in Latvia. Our guest is wearing penguin socks.
Penguin socks.
Are they penguins?
Penguin socks.
Oh my God.
Penguin socks.
Are those new?
Yeah. I got them in Vegas.
Wow.
How nice. Socks.
Remember when I went crazy in a sock store?
Yeah. Crazy meaning great. Three pairs.
No, but I literally said, I was like, are you the person who keeps the sock store alive?
Because completely.
Like the sock stores are everywhere. And I'm like, okay, is this like a drug front? Like who's keeping these places open?
Have you heard the conspiracy about mattress firm stores?
No.
There is a conspiracy that they use that for, I think, drugs.
Wait, I have heard this.
But if you look, who's buying a mattress in a store? And also, why are there multiple mattress firms in the same plaza?
We just bought a mattress in a store.
So you're single-handedly keeping Mattress Firm open.
So it's Cal with the socks and us with the mattresses.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least socks, they have fun designs.
And if you wait for just a little bit, you'll hear from our sponsor, which is probably a mattress brand.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I think it probably is. Wait. Okay. Also, yeah, I'm not kidding. Everyone hold. Okay. So I spilled a bunch of foundation on my gray sweatpants.
And real quick. So you're telling me that we went from penguin socks.
Yes.
To mattress conspiracy.
Yes.
Directly into promoing.
Yes.
Self, just right into it.
You know what they all have in common?
Yeah.
Being comfortable.
And a consumer.
Being your most comfortable consumer self.
Yeah. And I love that for all of us. Okay. So we officially, in the spirit of celebrating one of the earliest episodes of Wild Till 9, it was titled Gray Sweatpant Ween.
Yes!
Gray Sweatpant Ween. So in the spirit of celebrating the Gray Sweatpant Ween era of Wild Till 9, we have officially launched Gray Sweatpants for your Gray Sweatpant Ween enjoyment.
It's men's lingerie.
It's men lingerie.
I can't wait for you to wear them.
Men's lingerie. Brother.
As your number one merch fan, we're very excited over here.
I love that.
Oh my God. Okay, so we'll get into that into a second. So anyways, let me, so for the audio listeners.
Stand up, Vanna White.
I spilled so much foundation on them. Well, we're not going
to double up for our photo shoot because Lauren didn't want my.
We're not trying to give away gray sweatpants. We both free on here.
Are we going to wear two sweatpants or two underwears?
Two underwears.
Oh.
Gotta keep it. Gotta keep it. Toy.
I wore these like super thick on gray like shorts, but it's like an inch thick or whatever. Yeah, Lauren.
We're gonna start an OnlyFans for that.
Save it for the OnlyFans.
Content.
Yeah, I'm trying to move some sweaty pants.
That is premium content.
Sweaty pants.
So anyways, these sweaty pants are with the ticking print. So yeah, these sweatpants are amazing. They're incredible. They're super soft and they are gray. Most importantly, let me hold them up real quick. And also quick. And if you just want to ignore the massive foundation drop. So for our audio listeners, you can switch over to the video portion right now. We've
or
got
just
some
go well to nine backslash, no shop that well. To,
I don't know.
Nah,
I forget.
Just go buy them somewhere. Don't buy that. The, you know what? Every single time we drop merch, which is,
My God, yes.
1,000, which is kind of a compliment. 1,000 like knockoffs show up overnight.
What?
That's such a compliment.
Yeah.
That's I love the dark gray though.
The dark gray is really good. Nice. We worked through a few different grays and this is where we landed. It's the best for ween
viewing.
Viewing. That's what I was going to say.
I don't know.
I mean, because you need, I actually explained this to Jeremy because there was like a lighter gray that we passed on and he was like, well, this is nice gray. And I was like, no, Jeremy, you need the dimension of the shadows to understand the of shadows. The ween. It's the shadows.
Yes.
It's all about the dimension.
No means no.
No, no means no. But
you know
no
what though?
Means no.
For the guys out there that are trying to get back out there and throwing a pair of sweatpants and go to the mall and get a couple looks.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. Oh, also they're unisex sizing. So just keep that in mind while you're ordering fanjoy.com/wildtill9.
They're definitely lounge wear.
Oh yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Like I'm comfy in them.
But also if you're me, they're everyday wear. Because jeans?
Welcome back to Wild Till 9, the number one show in Latvia, India, Tasmania,
New Zealand,
Bolivia.
And because Remy's on the podcast everywhere, we would like to introduce a new face. The only new face on Wild Till 9.
Cal.
Big Dick
Cal.
Big Dick Cal. Big Dick Cal.
Big Dick Cal.
That was good.
Big Dick Cal Boss in the house.
Amazing.
Cal, where are you from?
North Carolina.
How old are you?
25.
Favorite color?
Blue, I think.
He looks so stressed.
I can feel the sweat.
I know, me too. I just got like, stressed.
I wasn't prepared for this.
Number one
I wasn't
place,
given the, these
number
questions.
One place in your bucket list to visit that you have not been.
Mm. Wow.
I don't
Three,
know.
Two, one. Say a place. Say a place.
Paris.
Great. Whoa. Your favorite thing about Remy?
Cooking.
Least favorite thing about Remy?
Cooking.
To be
split
fair,
decision. Split decision here.
Wait, you're right. You mean cooking with Remy?
Remy. Yeah. Thank you so much for the summer plug, sir. Everybody, cookingwithremy.com. Yeah. Check it out.
And she killed it.
So we are joined today by popular demand, mm-hmm. Romy.
Popular demand?
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God, yeah. Everyone was like, we need more Jeremy and Romy. To which I said, fuck yeah.
Yes. No, I agree. We didn't, Alicia and I spoke. We thought maybe we could do another pod swap, but this time Lauren and Alicia talk about mental health. You and I get blacked out.
Wouldn't that be good? Genius. Genius.
I think that'd be good.
So I love that.
Yes, me too.
Are you going on Wild Till 9 or, and they're going on Pretty Basic?
I think Blackout belongs here.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good.
That's our brand.
And to be fair, we'll eventually run out of ideas, so we can do both.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Sounds good.
So Pretty Basic After Dark and Wild Till 9.
Till 9 a.m., baby. All through the night.
That's great. We should probably film that in like Ibiza or something.
Ibiza?
Yeah.
Spain?
South Africa?
Why'd you say it like Ibiza?
Is that not in South Africa?
Ibiza?
You talking about Ibiza?
It's Ibiza.
What is Ibiza?
Oh my God, you uncultured fucks.
I'm so sorry.
Paris Hilton was just talking about Mike Posner.
Is the uncultured fuck then?
Mike Posner?
You're so right. Posner. Yeah, you're so right.
Because he said, I took a pill in Ibiza.
Yeah, you're so right.
It's Ibiza.
Is it Ibiza?
Yes.
Paris Hilton also said Ibiza today. She was saying how she DJed 3 or 4 months out of the year in her DJ phase. I watched it on Instagram
today. Why didn't anyone check her or him? So,
but when you hear people in Spain speak Spanish.
I just want you to say that you sound like a bougie bitch right now.
Ibiza.
And by the way, haven't been. So, point is, when you listen to people speak like Spanish from Spain, they have like this like somewhat lisp kind of thing going on.
Well, you're American, so.
American.
Yeah, but, so you need to say Ibiza.
Ibiza, right, yeah.
Should we shoot it in Ibiza?
Dude, I should have said Dubai earlier.
I knew he was.
You should have said, yes, said anything but Remy's fucking cooking, you idiot.
What the fuck? I was thinking you would say Tokyo also.
I was thinking Tokyo as well.
Tokyo for sure.
Doesn't he just rub you as like a Tokyo dude? Anyway,
so I'm bad on the spot, okay? I can't fucking think of shit.
All right, so Cal, can you give the people a little bit of background? Who are you? What do you do besides Remy's better half?
I don't know why I'm here.
Okay.
he really
I'm
doesn't.
I'm just kind of here for smiles and having fun.
That's great.
Smiles.
What do I do? I'm her boyfriend.
That's basically what I do.
Boyfriend. Yeah, we literally intro this podcast. We started very much as like hosted by myself, Lord DIY, and boyfriend.
Well, when every press outlet reminds you that you don't have a fucking name, you just go with it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Cheddar.
J14, Team Bo.
What's funny about that is Cheddar was a client of mine. In the real world?
No.
And so, no way.
So I sent the like title of them interviewing Lauren of like, Lord DIY and boyfriend to the head of growth and strategy there. Yeah. And I was like, so walk me through who that is. And she was like, you get it. I was like, I do.
Honestly, it's an honor.
That's showbiz, baby.
Listen, the check cashed. It's fine.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
We're getting a new flat screen in here. That's all that matters.
I wish people could see how fucking janky the other side of this room looks.
Yeah, honestly, this side looks amazing. I know I've shown it on the vlog before. Like, it's not like a big secret that this side looks like a fake studio and that side looks like ass.
Humble beginnings.
You know what it is? It's one step closer to profitability that we're not going to get in the way of. Because if we fix that, that's just coming out of the pocket.
You can't say that.
Yeah, literally, I was about, oh my God, do you really want to go here? Do you want to go here, sir? We are never not upgrading our shit.
Real quick?
Welcome back to Wild Till 9.
Where Jeremy spends all of our money.
That's every conversation between Lormy that I hear.
Literally.
Welcome back to Wild Till fucking 9. We have the best guests in the world. Don't at me.
Cal.
Okay, so for audio listeners.
What am I doing?
Oh, two for two.
What am I doing?
She's going for a high five.
I can tell. See. She's like behind me right now.
That's not true.
Peripherals. Like,
high five.
Where are you holding your hand?
Edited.
You're holding your hand way back. Just back. I can't see that.
High five me. Edit this.
So how long have you guys been together?
There we go.
Dude, I can't see that. It's all right, way back here. Remy, are you kidding me?
Remy, where are you from?
That's insane.
Anaheim Hills, California.
How old are you?
26.
Where is a place you have not been that you want to go?
Italy.
Celebrity crush.
Chris Evans.
Great choice.
Oh, I saw your workout top today. What is
it? Did you see?
Chris Evans is an ass man. Yeah, he is.
Titties.
As his girlfriend sits here with literally zero titties. My boyfriend is for sale officially, and I'm now taking offers for a new man.
Jeremy Lewis on NFT Marketplace coming soon. Anyway, thank you, Cal. Last question.
Yes.
Favorite dog?
Oh.
I thought you were going to ask me what my favorite thing about Cal is.
No, I don't know that is.
I don't have a favorite dog. I really don't.
Okay.
I don't, but Cal does.
No.
He said it the other day.
No, I don't.
Is it Momers?
No, I don't.
It's Momers.
No.
It's Momers.
I love both equally. They're both amazing.
But Cal, in your defense, you and like Momo came into your life for Momo's entire life and Daisy had a life prior to you.
True.
I mean, Daisy is like purely Remy's. Like you raised Daisy.
Yes.
From the ground up.
Yes. You know? Yes.
From the ground up?
From the ground up. Yes.
From the pile
of her name is Daisy.
She's from Lincoln, Nebraska.
The great city of?
The great Lincoln.
Okay. Great city of Lincoln.
I don't know. Yeah. What are they known for?
Lincoln, Nebraska?
No idea.
Corn?
Dogs?
I don't know that anyone is going to find this either funny or relatable. So we'll wrap on that.
I couldn't even, if you offered me $1,000, I could not tell you where Nebraska is.
It's the middle.
It's literally
just drop the middle.
It's direct middle?
Middle.
Huh.
Aren't Jack and Jack from there?
I have no fucking idea.
Who's,
I
don't know.
Jack and Jack. Jack.
Who's Jack and Jack?
Jack.
Cal, could not tell you anybody. So, that should be the game.
Oh, but that should be the game. Oh my God, that should be the game. We just name people of pop culture and Cal has to, are they real or are they not?
Yeah, real celebrity.
Like, last week, I know celebrities. We had one of our favorite couples on, some of our great friends.
Zach and Maggie. Yeah.
This week, we have another one of our amazing couple friends. What's your ship name?
Callie, you fuck.
Callie?
No. I thought it was Cammie.
Cammie.
Oh yeah.
I hate both of those.
Callie, right. Cammie.
Better than like Rao.
Yeah, that's rough.
quick, read this guy. Just where'd you guys meet?
Hinge.
Wow.
You know what? Matt and Tiff met on Hinge as well. And we reconnected on Hinge. Where the fuck is our Hinge sponsor?
Oh, I got one.
So did Tiff.
Pre-Cal. Oh. And then once I got Cal, I was like, hey guys, it works.
Golden opportunity.
Wow.
Want to pay me? They said no.
Come on.
Really? That's a missed opportunity on their part for sure.
She got a Bumble sponsor while we were together. And I was like, yeah, sell that shit.
What? Oh, I did get a Bumble sponsor. But it was Bumble Friends.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, it was Bumble Friends. Said,
there's a good enough dollar amount. You have to be in the regular one. Go ahead and get that shit.
Yeah,
I understand.
I mean, all of them have their purposes. That's all that matters.
Yeah. And
let's go through purposes real quick.
Okay.
Tinder.
Fucking.
So we're asking Remy.
Yeah, I would say fucking. Okay. I mean, that's the stigma, though. Do you agree with the stigma? Personal experience.
I don't know. I mean, people meet and fall in love through anything.
You don't know about Cal's voice. It gets higher when he lies.
Uh-huh. Mine does that too. Yeah. Mine does that too.
He's like an octave.
No, I really wouldn't say. I do that when I don't. I really don't know.
Okay.
I'm just like,
so when you don't know or you're lying.
Same.
Mine does that too.
Okay,
same
guys.
Thing. Yeah. Sorry?
Hinge.
Relationships, I think.
Husbands. Okay. Bumble.
Obviously.
Bumble, for me, at my time, was like super fuckboy-y.
Mm.
Really?
Not like Tinder fuckboy, but like...
Yeah.
But like would string you along for too long fuckboy. Mm. Like Tinder, I feel like would be like, you'd see... You talk and then never meet up. Bumble would be meet up and then string you along.
Oh,
but maybe that's just me.
So like the the middle ground between. Okay, because like here's my theory. I think that because Tinder, it's like you could throw up one photo and zero text, you could still match with people. And then Bumble needed a little more work because the girl had to message first.
Yes.
And then Hinge needed the most effort because it's photos and you have to answer three of those little text questions prompt or whatever.
Things.
Yeah, those prompts. And so I feel like people who wanted a relationship or something more serious, like it was more effort to get onto the app to begin with.
True.
My favorite part about girls on Bumble that thought they were hot shit, they would just send a space. Just like, send.
Like a blank matched. Message?
Yeah, yeah, just a, like a like a space send.
Okay.
That never happened to me.
I never sent a space.
Cool.
Well, my voice was low, so I'm not lying there.
That was the truth?
That was the truth. Yeah. The lie detector size.
Fact checker. Come on. There we go.
Okay, got it. Yeah, no, girls would just send a space. Just like, I'm interested.
How would you respond to the space, though?
No, it's because they want you to message first.
Right.
I will say that there was a few times where I sent just like a smiley face emoji or like a wave emoji.
That's weird because I didn't get that.
Oh, that's cute.
Well, yeah, because like, you don't know. I mean, like, I don't know. You just don't want to be like, hey, I had to talk first to open up this chat. Obviously, I'm interested. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. How do you make that not awkward?
Yeah.
Welcome to my life.
I was going to say for dudes, though, why it seems much easier for all of you.
Yeah.
On the dating app.
You know why? Because standards are so low.
Yeah.
They're on the ground.
The bar is in hell.
Like, yeah, literally.
I noticed we matched.
Yeah.
He likes me. Don't call us out like that.
Yeah. It wasn't exactly like a high bar to pass by any means. Like I was never impressed with myself. Ever.
Right. Right. Well, yeah. Well, you managed okay, didn't you, Jeremy?
I managed the best.
Yeah. Why don't you say that stuff? Where's
you know what, Remy? No. Here's the context
I'm a
here.
I'm drunk right now. So I can't, yeah.
Does not compute. Does not compute.
My favorite thing that Cal said the other day was he was like, you know, I'm like in the middle of a job application process. So I'm going to make my Twitter private. We're just going to undo all that right now.
Fuck.
You poor thing.
It's okay.
I got hired. It's okay.
Yeah, truly. If Jeremy got hired at like basically a bank and had this podcast, we're good.
Yeah,
it's all good.
The sky's the limit, baby.
And this is not financial advice. A word from our sponsor. That's all I got.
Okay, good. Okay, so a question that we ask a lot of our couples that come on the pod, and like you don't have to go into like dirty details,
but you could.
Okay. You could. And we would love for the sake of the title and the clickbait.
Yeah, this is great.
Yeah. How do you guys fight? Like, what's your fighting style? Who apologizes first?
I did not think it was going there.
Yeah.
We love this question.
I thought you were going to say fuck. You went.
I mean, if you want to talk about your favorite positions, like we're open to that. We can do that next.
How you fight.
Okay. We can do that next.
Okay. Yeah. One at a time. How do we fight?
I think you take the lead here.
That's how we fight.
Yeah.
I would say most of the time when we fight, I'm really trying to rack my brain. I don't know. We make up really quickly for the most part. I feel like it's a lot of you just saying sorry.
Yeah. And then me. It's always, I fucked up. Remy's mad. I have to say sorry. And then that's it.
Yeah, but then we've gotten really good at communicating and talking through. Actually, to be honest, if I get upset with something, I used to shut down and not know why I was mad. But now I've done a better job at figuring out why I'm mad. And sometimes I catch myself like actually communicating why I'm upset within like 10 minutes.
Wow.
And I'm really proud of myself. Sometimes I'm talking like, holy fuck, bitch, go you. And I'm like, well, I was really upsetting when this happened. And then da 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 da. And then he says, sorry. And then we're good.
Wow. So who is initially more communicative in the relationship?
I think you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So
Yes.
Cal, you're no like down pitch. To be like,
yes.
Yep. I have a problem. I just say it. And I try not to make a big deal about it. I'm just like, hey, like there's this thing and then we work on it. Yeah.
And then I cry.
Yeah. Are you a crier?
If I do something bad, I cry because I never want to do anything bad. And then I'm like, I didn't mean.
But I also feel like you cry when you're happy too.
Yeah. I'm a crier.
You're
a crier. In general.
You're
now.
A crier.
Lauren?
Yeah.
Not a crier.
Really?
No.
There was one point though when
it was like a couple weeks there.
So when I came off my initial SSRI,
yes.
Which like I've later found out suppressed a lot of my like emotion and kept me like not like suppressed my emotion, but I came off that and my hormones were just like fucked as my serotonin was like figuring itself out. I was crying at commercials. I was crying at happy things. I was crying at very neutral and platonic things. Like I was just crying. And then later on I had a meds journey and then I was actually depressed. So I was crying because of the depression. I'm sensitive. Remy and I talk about this all the time that I'm way more sensitive. So any kind of like heated conversation can also make me cry.
Yeah, I get that.
She tends to pout though. She doesn't talk sometimes.
See, Lauren is a, I know Lauren's mad 6 days before she's ready to admit that she's mad.
Wow. Yeah. Is it like a lack of like being able to hide it? And she thinks she's had
it,
but
something
she's not.
In the air.
Yeah, is it the tension?
It's a vibe.
It's the lack of sexual tension.
How would you
tension.
Describe it?
I am. So, Cal, I wish I could be like you, but I also I think that I would fuck that up if I went from that approach to be like, oh, I have an issue with this because I need time to like figure out exactly what I'm upset about and why I'm upset about and what I would like to change from either side or like as a couple. So I need time to like resonate in that and figure it out. But I also have trouble acting normal when I'm like working through that my process.
Ooh, I feel that really hard. You feel that too?
Yeah, because I have a really bad problem with like confronting my problems initially, but like with Remy, at least it's like, it's become a lot easier to like communicate our problems. So I just like, I feel a lot more comfortable like approaching in that way.
That's unhealthy relationships, bitches.
But that's because of COVID, for real.
What do you mean?
I just think that accelerated our need to communicate while also like living together and being stuck together.
This is the first time you've lived with a boyfriend and girlfriend?
This is the first time we've had a boyfriend or girlfriend.
Both of you?
Yeah.
No, this isn't the first time I've had a girlfriend.
Oh.
Well,
the first time I lived with one, yeah.
Got it.
We just blacked out that first girlfriend.
This is news to me.
Well, there's just...
I'm just kidding. Kids like high school relationships. I don't count that.
It's tough. Like, I don't like they're not memorable.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
I just blacked out for a quick second. I'm coming back.
Welcome back to
And she's back. And she's back.
We're back, baby.
Look, I had a high school boyfriend. You had high school girlfriends, but that doesn't count.
It barely counts.
No, yeah. So like if you're lived together with someone, like I... Genuinely, I think if anyone had known me when I was living with my first girlfriend, they'd be like, yeah, you suck for sure. Like you get the kinks out. You're just bad at things. And most importantly, you learn what battles not to fight. It's not about the ones that you do. Yes. Things are going to upset you. They're going to upset you.
I just got so stressed right now in this moment.
You
my
learn
God.
About the things that are like, yo.
Just let it go.
Is the solution or the resolution or this argument worth anything? Like, can I live with this? Because if you can't, let it go. Be fine with it. And if you can't, then bring it up. Like, it's just like, don't sweat the small shit. Don't be ridiculous about it. She's going to have bad days. I'm going to have bad days. She's going to be a nightmare. I'm going to be a fucking nightmare. Just don't try and make it even.
I can't recall a time where I've actually been a nightmare, but okay.
Remember that time where you said you were crying at commercials?
Yeah. Oh, she was going through something.
Yeah, I always know that.
Have you seen the Caesar's dog commercial with the white, the white interior?
With the Momo. When I come downstairs and Lauren is nose to nose with Moose, just like silently crying, and I'm like,
that is so cute.
You back away slowly. You got called to a meeting.
Are you,
you okay?
Are you okay? I love Bubby so much. And I'm like, I love him too.
So cute.
Yeah.
We don't deserve.
Are you okay?
Yeah. No.
Have you talked to your mom today?
No.
You should call your mom.
Yeah, sometimes I want to cry just thinking about like what my life could be like in 10 years if Puppies isn't here.
Okay, I'm going to get our food. Hold on.
Is it here? Yes. Oh, fuck yeah.
I'm going to throw the fridge. Cal, you
what
seem
up?
You seem to say that you have found a bit of a better handle on your emotions since being with Remy.
Yes.
Talk about it.
Wow.
It's kind of hard to talk about it.
Rolled into the back of his head.
It's hard to talk about?
It's hard. I don't know. It's like.
So this is a podcast where we talk about things.
Yeah.
Strong.
Strong beverage.
Oh my God.
So I've always had a problem with like confronting my problems.
Ooh. And by the way, you're speaking to women who want to hear that you sucked at something. So feel comfortable with that.
Yeah.
Because it's the journey.
I suck at everything.
Oh, great. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. No, Cal, you're suck at everything.
It's a journey, guys.
It's all
the
a journey.
Women in Latvia.
It's
all
journey.
It's all learning.
A journey.
Yeah.
No. We're on the path. Talk about it. That's what we do on this podcast.
So yeah. So like I had a problem with like just like confronting my issues and just like pushing them away. Oof. But with Remy, it's like it's always become a learning process of like actually just trying to face them and face them together at points and talk about them and like communicate and figure out like solutions together.
I feel like when you have a partner too that like lets you grow and like lets you learn how to communicate better without it just being the same fight, like on repetition. Like if your arguments and your conversations don't progressively like improve in terms of communication, I feel like that's a red flag.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
But it happened pretty naturally to the point where I didn't like, I will be speaking now and I'm impressed with myself mid conversation. I'm like, I didn't know I had this in me.
Hell yeah, bitch.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I mean, within like the first couple of weeks of us dating, how long was it? It was like the first few weeks of us dating?
Yeah.
He was just going through a lot of personal stuff, but I didn't know because he's the king of, well, he was the king of bottling things up. Ooh. And
two of us can share the throne.
Yeah.
Are you a, yeah, I could see you're a bottler too.
Oh, I'll be dead on the side of the road and people will go, what did he need? A quarter. Like, you know what I mean? Like he needed nothing. All he had to do was ask one of his 100 friends and I'll be like, nah, I'm good.
Why do you
that's such
do
a
that,
bad
though?
Quality. Yeah, it drives me insane.
That? It kind of sounds like you're like proud of it a little bit too.
It's
I know.
It's just like a pride thing. It's like, I know I can handle this on my own. It's like, I don't want to ask people for help because that's just like, it just sounds weak.
Let me revise that. I know I should be able to handle this on my own. Whether you can.
Yes.
That's toxic.
Yes.
That's such sad. A toxic mindset.
That's so sad.
Okay. Absolutely. But the point is, I think eventually you have to learn that you can trust people to just because you should be able to or could be able to or might be able to doesn't mean that you should in this instance. And like it's that balance of being able to find it and go, oh, cool, I trust you. So I'm going to let my guard down and accept that help.
Do you think that both of you have this mentality from something that happened to you as a child or something in your life or just like this like, okay. Or like a view of like toxic masculinity in your head.
Probably a combination of both.
Yeah, I can see a little.
I guess I didn't grow up with anywhere near as much like toxic masculinity as I did watching the world bulldoze over my single mother. So I don't think it's necessarily like a toxic masculinity as much as it is like I watched her battle and fight through things that no any individual should have to do alone.
Oh, interesting.
And I think to a degree, it taught me a lot about who I want to be, but also taught me like, oh, you could take more on. You can do this. But just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Yeah.
And even though you watch someone do it, like she wouldn't wish that on me.
It's also like inspiring.
Yeah.
What you just said.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my story.
Yeah. How about you?
For me, it was like I was always like kind of, I always felt pressured on myself at least to like go and like get shit done, no matter what it was. But like, I don't want to put it on my parents because that feels unfair. But I don't know. I just always had this like pressure within myself to like go and succeed and be good at something. Mm. And if I'm not, then I'm like, I don't know. I'm like harming myself or something because of it. Like, I'm like, just like, why are you not doing better
right
for yourself?
Wait, because it's siblings, right?
I have siblings.
How many?
Two.
And how about you?
One.
Boy, girl?
Boy.
Wait, you have a brother?
I have a brother.
Yeah.
Have I met him?
No.
No. You'd like him though. He's cool.
He's great.
Why haven't I met your brother?
I love her brother.
He's great. Yeah. He doesn't come up much.
I mean, I've barely met Remy's brother as well.
25 almost.
He's a baby.
He's
kind of fucked up.
What?
Let's get him fucked up.
Let's get him fucked up.
Okay, got it. So you're the oldest.
Yes.
And you?
Also I'm the oldest. Yeah.
Wow. Two oldest.
I know.
And two onlys.
Two onlys.
Do you feel like you share a lot of similar mentalities and things because you are only children?
I don't know as much as if we share the mentalities as much as we don't have, you know how like, well, you probably know, brothers and sisters who are super close. And the brother and sister is the crutch in social situations.
Oh yeah.
You would go out with your parents and their friends and you would sit there and just talk to the other brother and sister and you wouldn't talk to adults. That was not the case for me. To me, if my mother, single mother was going out and I was going with her, I was talking to 45-year-olds at the age of 10.
Yeah.
I think on the flip side of that too, like when my parents and I would go on vacation and like, I was really lucky to like go on vacation with my family. But like during the day when they wanted to do like adult shit, like I got stuck in kids camp by myself and they were like, go make friends, have fun. And so like, I'd be in the pool being like, you want to play mermaids? Oh.
And so, like,
on the flip side.
Yeah, on the flip side of that. So it's, yeah, you're just forced into social situations that like it's accelerated growth, I feel like, that you have to just like swallow your pride and just figure it out.
Yeah. I remember like after school, because you know, I have siblings and my mom worked till like 5:36. Like school would get done at 3. And then I would just sit at school until 6.
Oh,
wow. Every day till I was 16
until
or whatever.
You get picked
which
up,
is why
yeah.
I played every sport possible to just distract from the fact that like, I'm gonna just sit here and wait. And like watch everybody else get picked up in their Range Rover.
You know what I mean? That's so sad.
I sat in daycare for the same situation.
Yeah.
Like after school care. We had after school care at my elementary school. And so I would just like sit there and
I was in after school as well. Yeah. I had like a whole binder of hockey cards and I would just
wow.
like talk to people about hockey cards.
That's the most Cal thing I've ever heard.
I had a couple of friends that did hockey cards, but I was Budge. Like obsessed.
Collectibles yeah. now. Collectibles.
I when we I was looking NFT at all this shit happening, baby. I was like, dude, I had so many baseball cards, hockey cards.
You got rid of them?
Cal.
They're gone. They're somewhere.
Could have been your claim to fame.
Yeah. Right?
I know. I think that house. I do have a binder of Pokemon cards somewhere.
Oh, I for sure do.
I have a fucking a holographic Charizard somewhere. Oh. For sure.
I know exactly where it is.
Really yours?
Yeah, next time we go
you
back,
actually?
We're going to pull that shit out.
Oh my God.
Are you going to keep it? You going to sell it?
You're going to sell that shit.
It's hard to say. Hard to say. Okay, so wait. So you're the oldest.
Yeah.
And how old are your siblings?
They're both 24.
Twins.
No, they're 22. They're turning 23.
What?
They're turning 23, aren't they?
No. Oh. They were born in 97.
They're not 24.
Well, 97, 2021 minus.
They're 23 turning 24.
Yes.
Okay.
There we go. So happy medium there.
Sorry.
Love that again. Cut that.
I always get confused because we're technically a year apart, you know, 96, 97. But
how are you?
25.
Child.
He and his siblings are the exact same
baby
age difference between my brother and I.
Oh, no way.
To the month.
Well, because your siblings are twins, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy and girl.
God, that would be, oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Are they super close?
They're close now. Mm-hmm. When we were growing up, we were all like pretty individualistic. Like mm-hmm. we all kind of did our own thing and we never really like talked to each other. Okay. but now we've gotten a lot closer because like we're now in the real world and we're like, we have to talk to are like each other about our problems.
Right.
And what's funny is that my brother and sister actually both went to school and college at like, my brother went to Boston College. My sister went to Boston University.
Oh shit. Okay.
Which is like crazy to think about. It's like, wow. Wake Forest.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. And yeah, they were just like right down the street from each other. They would go and like have lunch together sometimes.
It's
crazy. Yeah.
That's so cute.
Boston's such a college town. There's like 10 elite colleges within a mile of each other.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My sister was right across the street from MIT.
Oh.
I would just like really, it takes slow walks outside of like their lunchtime. Slow walks.
Look for the dick print?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
gray sweatpants. Ween.
No, I find a husband there.
Okay, got it.
I'd eat my lunch really slow. Yeah.
You did.
I just,
The timing
of that was so perfect. Wait, but Cal, talking about you wanting to succeed, you went and did the thing that, like, you have a degree in computer science. That is a that's a thing that most people
would look at
and go, well, on the right path.
He's really smart.
I just always told myself that I wasn't very good at it.
Why?
I don't know. I just like, what it was hard for me to get through classes.
What's your internal, what's the voice in your head that says the thing that you know is or isn't true, but continues to bring you down?
Also, Cal, don't worry, we're going to flip this on Jeremy afterwards to do a deep dive on him.
So, I hope we have a BetterHelp sponsorship in this episode.
We usually do. That'd we really great. Do. That'd yeah. yeah. yeah.
I don't think we do.
Oh, shit. Well, thanks, BetterHelp, for sponsoring so many past podcasts. We love you.
Coupon code WT9
for
10% off.
Yes, yes. That one's free, BetterHelp. That one's free.
Because next quarter's CPM, it's a little bit up, all right? So that's a free one.
Boom.
But back to the demon in your head.
Oh for God. Sure. For sure. I don't know. It was hard for me to get through classes every year. I would always be at the professor's office. Like, you know how people always say, like, when you go to college, like, they always preach, like, go to your professor's office. Like, go to office hours.
Office
like, get help.
Hours.
I was there all the time.
Really?
But that's good.
Because I just, like, I just remember there was one day specifically where I was in class and someone was like explaining like who would be good at computer science. And they're like, someone who's creative and someone who's good at math. And I was like, I'm both of those things. I'm perfect for this.
Right.
And I like every time I was in a computer science class, I would like, I had a problem keeping up. Mm. And I wanted to blame it on high school because my high school was like so behind on technology that I didn't even have a computer lab. Like,
oh yeah.
That shit was
like people would like, there was like a computer lab, but I was never required to like take a class there or anything. Like it was just there.
Mm-hmm. Nor was there an environment or a culture where people were excelling in that field. Therefore, if you were to do it, you'd be alone.
Like there was a Photoshop class, but like they didn't do shit. Like
right.
they didn't even learn it. So I was like just in this.
Jeez.
I was like in all this like computer science courses, like always behind, always in office hours. And I just like always told myself like, what, like I'm just not good at this.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I mean, I got the degree.
Right. But also too, so. I feel like real world application is so much different than the stuff that you learn in school. Yeah. So like, I feel like you're being really hard on yourself, you know, because like you just require, like I think about all the exams that I took where I would spend the 48 hours leading up to the exam, you cram, you memorize, I go and write the exam, and then I just wipe my brain clean. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Not to say that you shouldn't go to college 100%. At all. Like, that's 100% not what I'm saying. Like, if college is right for you, college is right for you. But, like, the learning mechanism that education has is just so much based around memorization, at least for my programs.
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
I forget almost everything immediately after my finals. I'm just like,
exactly.
I'm just so glad I got it over.
Exactly.
With.
And you're like, oh, did I pass? Yeah. Great. Okay, cool. I passed.
Yeah.
And like, if even for accounting, like accounting, I do literally zero accounting now. And I had to pay for a tutor every single week to get me through accounting because like a creative and like that just doesn't make sense and click in my brain.
Yeah.
I mean, I was talking to somebody today who had a degree from Oxford.
Wow.
In literature.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like explaining to me how she just got like, she was given her like, you're here for 30 more days. We're giving you severance. You're out.
Damn.
Big executive position, whoa. Massive company. Everyone's heard of it kind of thing.
Whoa.
And she was like kind of going, I was like, cause, and she reached out to me. She's like, Jeremy, you always have like, you're always in the know, you know, it's like new. Like, is anybody hiring? What's going on? And of course this woman has 30, 40 years of experience making millions of dollars,
oh my
asking
gosh.
My ass who dropped out of the college in Kentucky that I got a decent enough scholarship to because I couldn't put food in my mouth. So I just left so I could go, you know, start my life.
Wow.
And I was like going through the motions and I got done with this calling. I realized to myself, it's okay. You didn't finish college. Okay. Or you never went to college. Or you did finish college. You know what you're going to do. It's okay.
Yeah.
Time. You'll figure it out. And it's okay. If you haven't figured it out today, that's okay. Tomorrow will come. It's a gift. But if you get there, don't be so hard on yourself.
I fall victim to this every single day where I feel like I'm 10 steps behind everyone else. And everything that everyone else is doing, I'm always playing catch up. And like, it doesn't like click for me until I'm able to like take a step back. And a lot of times it's when someone else points it out, like when I'm stressed and I'm like, I'm so behind, like I'm playing catch up. Like I'm 10 miles behind, I'm out of breath and I can't catch my breath. Like it takes someone else to point out like what the reality of the situation is because it's so like distorted when it's your own vision of it.
Yeah. You're just you're totally constantly your worst enemy always.
Yeah, 100%. And it feels like no matter how much I achieve, I'll still always have that like very broken mindset of like playing catch up, which is not at all good. Like, you know, first step is realization of your problems, you know? So maybe I'm in step one of that phase.
We went to this event this last weekend with like a bunch of like, you know, tech, entertainment, fucking LA, whatever. And the people that were just surrounding Lauren to listen to her opinions and thoughts and things, not just because like you have followers, because like you have things to say.
I was yeah.
Like, fuck yeah.
That's amazing.
That's dumb. Okay.
That's so cool.
It's really cool, but I will say not to.
Why don't you go ahead and take the compliment?
I will. But I also it was like a very like crypto tech based audience who are trying to build products for creators. So I feel like as a voice of a creator, what I was saying had value to them because it wasn't their normal like tech crypto people
who
that are in
understand.
Their circle. Yeah, and they don't understand. And so like the most basic ideas of like creators and like opinions.
She's
like,
in a room full of ex-Google, ex-Amazon, ex-Facebook, ex-Microsoft, ex-Oracle, every big name you've ever heard. And they were all sitting around going, so you don't like that? Yeah, fuck that. We'll take that off. We'll take it off the product roadmap.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Doesn't that make you feel so good?
Like, yes, but at the same time, I'm like,
are you fucking kidding?
No. This is what we're working on.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So yes, but like, so here's where my mindset is at for that. It's like, it makes me feel so good, but I'm also like, I am replaceable. I'm a creator that could be replaced by anyone else in this room and they'd be excited about those ideas
as
well.
I don't think so.
Not true.
I don't think so.
Not true.
Okay, so that's where my head is at though. Cause like, I'm like, okay, I'm a voice of a creator. I'm not like the creator. You know what I mean? Like there's just so many other options that could, no.
I don't think it's a-
You're annoying.
I don't think it's being replaceable. I just think, yeah, I just like you and any other creator might have differing opinions. That doesn't make yours or their opinion any less than.
Right, but that almost plays into like what I'm thinking. I'm like, oh, my opinion is great because, you know, like I'm a creator and they're like valuing it, but also it could be any other creator. Like, I don't think there's anything special about me. It was just that they had access to me on that night.
Yeah, okay, so, but have you gone?
Are you okay? You're like, you got trauma,
that's so,
bitch.
That's just sad. I mean, I'm not gonna,
they don't, certainly don't fucking need it, but there's a big VC in San Francisco that's been a part of every big tech company ever. And not one, but two partners within the same week were like, hey, can I get time on your calendar to pick your brain, end quote, which as a salesperson, I would say, where's my money? Literally pick your brain on how we can work with you to get your opinions and thoughts on what we're about to put tens of millions of dollars into. Now, Lauren being the nice person said, of course, yeah, I'll give you time. I would have told him, give me that fucking back end. But
me doing research for like oh 4 days beforehand, God. Sweating, course, ready for my
Jeremy. Jeremy, what do I say? And I'm like, they're not asking me to get on the fucking phone with them. And it's just like the people that I look up to and inspire the most are excited to have time on your calendar to get a little bit of your brain.
Right. But again, like I'm a differing.
Can you take it again? So respond to this without a but.
I'm just trying to give you the perspective of where my head is at.
I'm going to challenge you to just say whatever you're going to say without a but.
Okay. Go ahead.
One of the biggest VCs in the world, two partners were ecstatic to get time on your calendar to get advice, to do the thing that they are some of the best positioned people to do exactly what they're doing. What are your thoughts?
Yes. And I am grateful. And it was really cool. Honestly, like, it was so flattering for them to be like, oh, like my opinion is like cool and valuable to them.
Period.
Period.
Period. Everyone saw the B forming on my lips.
Looking at you, Andrew Chen.
Like they're choosing you as like the voice of like creators of YouTube, basically. Like you're like the representative in that sense. And that's awesome. Like that's
a great honor. I think the imposter syndrome in me is just like, oh, well, I'm the only one they had access to.
How many YouTubers have reached out to you in the last year and said, how do you angel invest?
A few.
That's not a conversation and a question that most people get.
That's true.
She's like,
I feel awkward.
All right, let's move on. I'm going to pray somebody else. Remy has a new fucking cooking series.
Chrissy Teigen moved the fuck over because cooking with Remy is.
The world is big enough for Chrissy Teigen and Remy.
I agree.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
But it's time to share the spotlight is what I'm saying.
So
I'm just saying Chrissy Teigen at the top, but like move the fuck over because cooking with Rem is also coming to the top. We're not canceling Chrissy.
Okay. It hurt. Anyway, point is, can you walk us through, because it's funny, is I Googled cooking with Remy afterwards to like look it up and I saw, oh, you've been doing this.
Yeah.
So walk me through it.
I've loved cooking. I've loved food my entire life, but I started cooking with Remy as a vlog segment. I don't even know how long ago. I feel like it's just been a thing that I've done because whether I was making breakfast.
We talked about your cooking on this podcast several times.
We always do.
Without me there?
Yes.
Wow, probably. Thank you.
Literally the best meal I've ever had is when you made the spicy nudes. What are those called again? The something?
The vodka pasta?
The Vinny, cookie? Vinny and whatever. Vinny,
the John and Vinny's.
John and Vinny's spicy pasta. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
That's like the best pasta I've ever had.
And right up in front of you. So that's great. Right. So that's true.
Good segue. Yeah. Thank you.
Segu here.
Segu. Remember?
Good segu. I've been doing cooking for so long on my vlog channel, and I would do kind of sprinkles on the main channel, but just I would try and keep that main channel format, you know, like the saturation and the music.
May she rest in peace.
R.I.P. And so I don't know. I finally feel like I tried to shop around a cookbook a few years ago, and all the publications basically were like, sorry, no. Like she
publications
just
really told you no.
They told my team no. They said right now cookbooks are just so saturated.
Oh,
we only have room for if you are a celebrity like Chrissy Teigen.
Right.
Or if you are Gordon Ramsay, Ina Garten, any like
to real do like a next chef. One. Yeah,
exactly. Which I understand, but they were kind of like build your portfolio and then
I can't
come
wait
back.
Till you give them a fucking finger. Literally. I hope you post the receipts to all of them.
Expose them.
I don't even know who it was. My team just came back and were like, sorry, no. And I was like,
okay.
Interesting.
But then after that, that was years ago. And I was like, I don't really know how to build a portfolio. So I didn't do anything really.
You're doing it right now.
Well, so it took me a long time. I tried to do the website last year, but it was during COVID and I was trying to do it all by myself. I don't know how to food style. I don't know how to like photograph anything. Also, I just know how to cook.
You food styling in particular, you don't actually use the same recipe, right? Don't you have to like use like glue for milk?
I
and
use the
like
real
that?
Recipe, but I really? Do know a lot of people do in edible things for hacks. We've just been taking photos of the actual food. And
every
it looks
time.
Pretty good
for you.
Every time. What a concept. Incredible.
I know, what a concept. Yeah. You can actually eat it. So it's been really fun. And so we made it a main channel. I originally was going to make it a whole other channel and then do all this other stuff. And I realized like, why not just put it on the main channel? And we've been doing that.
I have a question, and I actually don't think we've ever talked about this in our like years of friendship. So with DIYs, I had like the main core audience that never actually did the DIYs, and they were just kind of there for the entertainment, and then a small portion of them that did the DIYs. Is that the same for cooking, or do you feel like a bigger portion is like a 50-50 of people who actually make the things, or is it more people that are just like there for your personality?
I think more people are there for cooking, actually.
Oh yeah.
Everybody eats.
Exactly. I think that a lot of people, I've done so many things from like healthy foods with people following the health journey and people resonated with that obviously a lot. And then all people just like food. People love to try cooking and things like that. So I think a lot of people try. Originally when I came up with the idea to start it on the main channel, like make this a full thing, I was thinking of doing like Remy's recipes or like something different.
That's cute.
It's cute. But then I realized like, cooking with Remy was already a thing. I didn't even realize I had started a hashtag years ago.
Yeah.
The hashtag is filled with like thousands of photos and all these things. So I was like, I have to do cooking with Remy.
Also, like Remy's recipes will be a book.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Easy. Hopefully one day.
Yeah.
Hopefully it gets picked up.
I hope you go back to every single person that said no and said, I'm not giving the offer. I just want to let you know I'm doing it.
Middle finger motherfucker.
Oh. I'm gonna make a quick prediction right now. So do you guys know who David Zasloff is?
No.
No.
You know who David Zasloff is?
No.
David Zasloff is basically the head honcho at Discovery.
Oh.
Who's now the new head honcho of media at Warner and Discovery. I'm going to put it out in the world. Within the next 2 years, that guy's going to green light a show for you.
100%.
Bitch, you want to be in my network? Yeah. Let's go, baby. 100%. Let's 100%.
Go. I have actually 100%. A bone to pick with HBO Max. Your app seems to be down quite often.
You know, I personally apologize on behalf of all of HBO Max.
Because the stream Craftopia. That's okay.
And he's like, we sold it. Listen, it's out. Yeah.
Not our problem anymore. Discovery, we're looking at you, baby.
I legitimately think you will have your own show on a Discovery Network portfolio within the next 2 years.
Okay, but I have a question. So do you,
if you want it,
does that sound exciting to you? Or do you think that you've got more power on YouTube? Because like, I think in terms of being a personality and like a DIY person creator, like I hold more power on YouTube than I do on Craftopia on the show. But like, it's just like a totally different experience. So like being a cooking personality.
But you also trust your production company.
That's true. I love my production company.
If you didn't trust your production company, you'd be in the weeds.
But also it's a different role. It's an entirely different role that I get to play.
And my girl got nominated for Daytime Emmy.
But that's just going to go for an EGOT.
How's can't that you Tony see it? Coming?
It's coming along.
It's coming along. Let's go.
I'll get the Tony. She does the ego.
I got the ego?
EGOT.
Ego.
You do the ego. Yeah.
Teamwork. Teamwork.
Are you going to start any musical or are you going to write one?
I actually had a dream last night. I was on Broadway.
Fuck. Yeah, dude.
I'm not going to. I woke up this morning. I was
do
like,
it.
It's my dream.
Do it.
I'm not kidding. I sold a tech company in my dream and I got a call and I went and did Broadway in my dream last night. Very weird.
Dream big, baby.
Dream big, baby.
Lauren
we coming for that.
Shit, Lauren would hate that so much.
If you're on Broadway?
She hates musicals and hates New York. So yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. On Broadway.
All those things are, I don't hate Broadway. Like I like going to plays, but I'm just not passionate about them.
I can say right now.
Understood.
I will do Broadway before I'm dead.
Wow.
Okay.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I will.
What would you do?
Fuck yeah.
You want to like star? That.
No.
You want to be a tree?
Well, no. No. It'd be like a 2 week thing.
Okay.
A two short or 3 weeks. Yeah.
Yes.
Some short.
One night and one night only.
I will do Broadway before I die. 100%. 100%.
Dream big, baby.
I'll be front
It'll be
row.
After I've sold enough things so that I can go fuck off to New York for a year or two and it won't matter, but 100%.
Coming like, for that tea.
Like to use Hamilton as a reference, would you want to be like the George Washington of a
No, no, just, we're coming back for Mean Girls. He's going to be Jonathan Bennett.
As a reference.
Aaron Samuels.
He's going to just using it as a reference. Like, would you want to be the George Washington?
I would like to be Zac Efron. You're right.
If we want to be Zac Efron, okay, cool. All right, all right. Yeah.
Is Zac Efron in Hamilton?
No.
No.
Actually, I was going to say.
Who do I look like?
I didn't watch it, but
oh,
I knew that.
Fuck, no, no. My doppelganger is actually on Broadway.
Oh, know. Josh something.
Josh Gad.
No.
I don't see that at all.
So everyone says I look like Aaron Tveit.
Who the fuck is this guy?
Great voice. Great voice.
I don't see it.
Wait, Grease?
So, fuck everybody.
This is Grease?
Yeah, I
see Brendan Urie more than I see
this. Yeah. No, there was someone who, the name Josh something that you look like. Oh, yeah, I don't see that at all.
Josh?
Yeah, I don't see it as much anymore anyway.
Yeah.
So either.
It's Duhamel.
It's Duhamel?
Yeah.
Yeah,
not Duhamel anymore. It's just, wait, it's spelled D-U-H-A-M-E-L.
Yeah, Duhamel.
Huh.
Duhamel.
You know what? I think that's Duhamel. One of those names that I've never pronounced because I wasn't confident in how to say it. So I've just avoided it for many, many years.
I just say it. Segu. I'm just like, I'm just going to say it.
Did you hear she thought Segway was pronounced Segu?
Did you know that?
Yeah, I remember that.
S-E-G-U-E. Segu.
Listen, people aren't coming here for
put me in a spelling bee, bitch.
They're looking to feel relatable.
No finance advice. No academics. Zero. No spelling bee.
No. Zero. No. I will say that I have had more people reach out about Segu than I have about any other topic.
It's so good. Yeah.
Maybe Grace LaPant Ween is number one, but Segu is probably our second
Get
most.
The fuck out. That's amazing.
Yeah. Everyone will be like, oh my God, I saw the word Segu in my textbook today and I thought of you and I too was shocked that it's spelled Segu.
You're still saying Segu, by the way.
Well, it's just Segu now. It is Segu. We don't segue, we Segu.
You know how like literally now means not literally, figuratively?
Yeah.
It's like that.
Okay.
You know what I've caught myself saying recently is genuinely. Like I've turned that into my new literally.
I do that with so many words.
I know.
Where I just do it too much.
I know. And then you don't understand, like you don't catch yourself doing it until you're watching a vlog back and you're like, oh, bitch, that's not how you use that word.
Yep. Or the words lose their emphasis because we use it too many times.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God. Yes.
T. That.
For real, that one.
That?
No,
like
that.
T.
Oh, T. Purr.
T.
That's an Ollie specialty right there. Purr. I really had to explain to Jeremy what that was. And he was like, I don't understand. I was like, period. And he was like, well, what does that mean? I was like when the you house. Say something. What was it? Boots down the house,
boots,
baby.
Boots the house down, baby.
Ollie has a specialty every month.
He does.
He really does.
He has a specialty of the month. And it's whatever the trend is. And it's just like, okay.
Well, he gets it from like Drag Race.
Drag Race, yeah.
Like all these words originate from drag queens.
And you don't watch Drag Race, do you?
No.
And neither do I. I have a call with Drag Race tomorrow.
Shut up. Call Ollie.
Yeah, call Ollie. Ollie will know everything. Yeah.
I think it's at 8:30 in the morning. So
call him right now.
He's a night owl, yeah.
Anyway, so moving on.
Sorry.
So pretty basic.
Yes.
With Alicia.
Yes.
Can you, now that she's not here, we'll talk about it behind her back.
Okay.
No, so can you, give us a quick insight into like the behind the scenes of just like, operating that as an entrepreneur and like trying to like further that, like we've been a podcast for almost a year now. I feel like we're like getting into our groove.
I better fucking hope so. It's like episode 43.
Right. But like,
damn.
Wow. You guys have been doing this, right?
43?
I know. Doesn't it feel like it's been six episodes?
Yeah.
I know.
I remember when y'all were starting.
I know. We're almost at a year.
Flew by.
I know.
The airport book. I remember that too.
Yes.
It does feel, oh my God, that's,
she's blowing.
I know. Because Remy and I, so our original, I think we've talked about this before on the pod, but like our original title for the podcast was The Right Swipe.
Right.
Right. And so I brought that up to Remy and Remy was like, oh my God, that's my favorite book. And
she
actually
says favorite, but I never finished it. She always says favorite, but I did purchase the book from an airport.
At the airport. Yes. And so Rem was like, oh, is it inspired by the book? Like, I love that book. Have you read it? And I was like, what book? I'm like, what do you mean crushing my dreams for the podcast name? And then we ended up not going with it because it was a massive, just not lawsuit, but just like a copyright trademark
Tinder
nightmare.
Tinder and Bumble are in court right now, suing each other over
swipe.
That. Damn.
They want to trademark swipe right. And so we wanted swipe. The right swipe.
But U.S. trademark, if you can be confused, doesn't matter.
Right, yeah. So they said no, and so we were like, great, wild till nine.
Okay, back to pretty basic. Okay, yes. So like, we haven't run out of things to talk about yet, But how many years have you been doing it?
Well, this is almost 3 years.
Holy
well, two and a half, yeah. Coming up on the third.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It's gone by also in the blink of an eye, though.
Really? Yeah.
And when we started it, I remember when the idea was proposed to us, we were like, podcast? I don't know. Like, obviously podcasts have been around for a long time, but right. The influencer space was still pretty new with doing yeah. podcasts. And even when we did the announcement, we both were like hyping it up so much. We did like a whole 10-day countdown and this and that.
I remember that.
People were so hyped until we said, it's a podcast. Everyone was like, what the fuck is this?
Really?
This is all it was. Yeah, but now if anybody says they're doing a podcast, yeah. everyone's like, woo. But we were in the time where it wasn't cool. People didn't really know about
and fucking
it. Yeah,
jokes
exactly.
on them.
That's it now.
Yeah. Jokes on them now.
Yeah. It ended up being, I think, perfect timing for us. And it's been interesting because I feel like that dynamic of, obviously, it's been a long time. We've talked about a lot of different things
yeah.
and doing it weekly can be hard sometimes when you don't really have things up, especially in the pandemic. I remember first when we moved and we were doing it from home over Zoom, it was like,
yeah.
what the fuck are we talking about today? Yeah. Like today.
Also too, like when you're not going out and doing things and having new things yeah. happen. Cause like we ran into that too. Cause like one, we live together. Two, we're not seeing anyone else. Three, we're not going anywhere doing anything. Like nothing has changed from last week. What the fuck are we going to talk about?
Yeah. I'm for real. I mean, we just went to Vegas for one weekend. I came back with a hilarious story that we told on the podcast today. Everybody's like, this is my favorite episode.
Yeah.
Yet, because it's finally something
right.
interesting.
Right. Exactly. That we're doing. Yes.
Exactly. So it's been really fun. It's interesting also running a business with your best friend. I feel like yeah. I kind of forget. I'm sure it's interesting
same.
For you. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
BFFs.
See? See?
That was tough. I thought you were pointing. I thought you were pointing.
It's hard to see, okay?
Thank you.
I'm not looking there.
I will say, Cal, that was much more in front of my eyes than yours were. That was right in front of me. But I thought you were saying see and pointing at Rem. I didn't realize that was
my business partner.
That's me.
I have to interrupt. Today, I had a conversation with some individuals. Really respect them. So I'm going to put this out in the world. We are going to start executive producing new podcasts.
Fun.
That have nothing to do with us as
oh
hosts.
My God, that makes me nervous yes. that we're putting that out there.
Love
and
that.
It won't be anytime soon, but like we will start, launch, and put more podcasts out of the world.
And be like a Wild Till 9 network kind of thing?
Starting like a production
yes.
company
yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Kind of thing?
Like we have such good contacts in the industry
yeah.
that are constantly looking for just like more of what we're doing niche-wise.
Okay.
And so literally I had a conversation today and I brought it back and I was super excited about, this is good. I think we're going to do it. It's going to be amazing. Great topic, great talent, all these things. I said, okay, cool. And I was like, yeah. So like, you know, what do you think? She said, well, yeah, I think it's cool. I was like, well, like, yeah. Like, aren't you excited about this? Like doing this? And she's like, oh, I'm invited.
Also, I'm standing butt ass naked in the shower with my panda shower cap on. Jeremy's got his head in the shower door, letting all of the cold air in. We're having this conversation just to give you some context
on,
here to paint
a visual.
I know. How are you going to do that?
I was so excited to share. And then of course I like, of course we're going to do this together. She's like, really? I was like, how would I do without you? I don't do content without you.
I didn't know.
I'm being invited.
So we're putting more podcasts out in the world.
Love that.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
That's. Mm-hmm. I think that's the way to go.
That. As of today, really I'm do. Very excited about it.
Good.
Now that I'm
as
in on it.
As of today.
Yeah. As of post shower, like 10 hours ago. Yeah, I'm very excited about it.
What the fuck? Same. But yeah, like, it's weird because like I know how like our business works.
Yeah.
But I think it would almost be not. I think for some couples, it would be nearly impossible to do this. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. I don't think we could do it.
We're just weird enough to make it work. And also her strengths and my weaknesses and her weaknesses and my strengths, for the grace of God, somehow line up. I don't think we could will our way to doing business the way we do. It just happens mostly naturally.
Yeah, 100%. Like I don't know what the fuck is going on in this room at all whatsoever, but like for Jeremy to make a thumbnail, no chance. You know what I mean? Like, so we have a nice little balance going on.
Right. And also everyone picks up your calls.
That is a plus.
Yeah.
That is a plus.
Every platform ever. It's just like, how about we put executives on the line for an hour for you to talk? And I'm like, as a salesperson, I'm like, okay.
Sounds like a pretty good deal. Right.
Yeah. So like for you, it's a wildly successful podcast and people don't realize just how few podcasts have one female host, yet one female host of color that two female hosts. So like when you think about like persons of color, female podcast space, like you guys have a very, 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 very specific type of message that is resonating to more than half the world, yet no one's actually fucking bringing it to the table. But 3 years later, I feel like it's hard to come up with new shit. Like, do you feel the pressure at this point?
First of all, I have to just let everyone know that Jeremy is absolutely the number one pretty basic hype boy. I found out about our Webby nomination from Jeremy. I woke
up. Did you really?
No, for real. No one told me.
Congrats on the Webby nomination. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yes. Second of all, I think.
And by the way, have you won that yet?
Yes.
Yeah, we won.
They won.
Is it already done?
Yes.
We are in the presence of the Webby Award winner.
I know.
Can't wait to get the trophy.
We didn't even get nominated.
Webby Studio That's 71
weird. Because Webby's. I filled out the application myself.
Webby's.
We'll see you next year. It's fine.
Okay, back to your question. I think yes and no. I think it just truly depends on the time. Actually, Alicia and I went away for like a week from each other, mm-hmm. and we went and did our own thing. She did her own thing, and we came back together. And that's kind of the base and the root of the podcast and why we started it was like, we were just best friends, just like, for lack of a term, dicking around.
Right, but like, is this the first time you all had done business together?
Oh, yes.
Got it. Okay. Yeah,
definitely. And this is the first time I've done business with any other creator, I would say too. Mm-hmm. And especially at this capacity. But I mean, we came to back together after a week apart and just sat and chatted about what happened and were dying laughing and then getting comments of people saying like, this is my favorite episode. Like it truly is just us talking and like hanging out and things like that.
Yeah. But I think so that's like natural. The appeal of the podcast, right? Cause you feel like you're just like chilling with someone on FaceTime while you're like putting clothes away or like eating your lunch and stuff like that. I mean, like those are my favorite podcasts 100% where I feel like I'm participating in the conversation, but just like a bystander, like chilling.
Yeah.
The comments are like, your podcast is what I listen to while I grade papers. Mm-hmm. Your podcast is what I listen to on the way home. Your podcast is the thing. Like I got a message today from someone who was like, hey, I know you probably can't remember this, but I live in Iran. I texted you guys in your community line because I lost a job and I didn't have a job. And you told me it was going to be okay. And I got a job today. So I just wanted to like say, it turned out okay. And I was like,
that's
congrats
so
on the job.
Sweet. Congrats on the job.
Yeah. It was just like little things like that. I was like,
that's awesome.
Amazing. And like, yeah. I do kind of remember that. Don't mean like, it's just like, It's little things when you realize like the content and the conversations just mean a bigger thing to someone than you even realize.
I have a less deep story. So there was another story that was similar in the root of it where they were like, I was listening to your podcast and then I got into a car accident, but it was okay. I was totally fine. Like my car was a little banged up, but I was listening to the podcast. And so while like the cop was coming to check things out, there was like a really sex oriented conversation happening and it was super awkward, but it was pretty funny and kind of light in the mood. So thank you for that. And I was like, this is the shit right here
so our DMs are a little different.
It's okay.
Just a little.
It's okay.
It's true.
Either way, same end point.
True. Mm-hmm. Same end point. I would say my life is a little more chaotic than yours. So that probably makes sense.
Every once in a while. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's okay. I'm a messy chaotic bitch. It's okay.
So what's okay. Priority list. Obviously, Cooking with Jeremy is huge.
Pretty not basic. Yet, but hopefully.
What do you mean not yet?
It's not
You're involved. It's huge.
Okay, it's kind of killing it right now.
Yeah, it is killing it.
You remember looking at the analytics? Thank Come on.
Let's go, analytics.
Like, what's the dream? Put it out there.
I actually think cooking show, whether that is on YouTube or on a platform, whatever it may be, you know.
A network or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever
YouTube
it is.
YouTube Red, baby.
YouTube Red is
whatever
dead.
It is.
It is?
Oh, yeah, it is.
I had no idea.
YouTube Red, baby. That shit is
You know what
dead.
It is?
I had no idea. Bring it back.
They rebranded to YouTube Premium, which is also a little bit dead. But remember, it was like, everyone was like, why would you name it YouTube Red when like RedTube exists? Like, why would you do that?
Wait, what's RedTube?
Oh, God. We'll find out. We'll share me after this.
We'll let her know.
It's a sassy adult website.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like Pornhub?
Yes. We're from our sponsor. Okay.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Sorry. But like when YouTube Red dropped, everyone was like, how did this get through so many approvals? Because we know all y'all watching porn. So like, how did this get through approvals?
Come on. How did that happen?
So anyway, it's YouTube Premium now. And they also changed a lot of
white dudes in a room somewhere made a decision. and they didn't ask anybody else.
No, yeah. But you would think
YouTube Reddit.
You would think the white dudes would have been the ones to be like, "Oh, well, wait a minute. Well, wait a minute. This sounds a lot like one of my saved tabs, you know,
my first bookmark."
But it triggers that thing in them. That's like, that sounds pretty cool.
It's like they forget.
That sounds pretty cool.
Okay. So good. Yeah. I see.
YouTube Red.
Huh. Well, never I like done Red.
Serotonin just went into my body.
But
like,
if it was today, it would be YouTube Plus for sure.
Right.
YouTube Plus is good. Mm-hmm. Good idea.
You're welcome, Google. You can have that one.
Mm-hmm. So a network. So a show on a network, is it like a dream thing?
I think cookware line specifically in Target. Because a bitch loves Let's Target.
A bitch loves go. Target. Target hauls all day, baby.
So if you're a network or a child of a person that works at a network, or you're in the supply chain for cookware, you know where to find
it. Let a girl know. I've heard there's some spaces at Target opening up.
That was all good. Right.
Calbert, what's the next 6 months look like for you?
Calbert.
Dude, I have no idea.
Okay. Coming at it. It's Shock Girl Summer. Job. It's Shock Girl Summer.
Yeah,
for all of us.
I'm just looking for a new job.
New job?
I don't like my job right now, so I'm looking for a new job.
I feel like now is the time to get a new job where things are like really rapidly changing. Yeah. Now is the fucking time.
Yeah.
New jobs are
trying
hard.
Yeah.
Hard.
So I'm like trying to get certifications
new jobs are hard. And Rem and I were like, we've been working the same job for like 9 years. Like, I don't know.
So back to the real world, new jobs are hard.
The real world. Yeah, new jobs are hard.
New jobs are hard.
I would just like to say that I did my time in the real world.
She wore a kilt.
She wore a couple weeks ago.
Oh no.
Ew, what the fuck, Jeremy? I just want to clarify to everyone that is absolutely not true.
The Irish.
It's Scottish.
It's Scottish. Scottish.
You fuck.
Fucking uncultured swine, dude. But
it's luck of the Irish.
Right, but you don't wear the Scottish wear the kilts.
The Scots?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, sorry, kilts. Scotland.
That was offensive to all of the Scots.
Scotland
fuck
just
me, huh? Pew.
Yeah.
All of them.
Scotland just clicked off right there.
Do we still have Latvia here?
Latvia's still kicking it.
Well, fortunately, Portugal, Spain's still kicking.
Thank God. I thought Portugal was in Spain.
Nice.
Spain.
Ibiza.
Okay, so job hunting. That's a tough job fucking hunting. Process.
Yeah.
There's nothing more demoralizing than job hunting.
It's terrible.
You know what you can get when you don't need a job? All the jobs in the world. When you do need a job,
all of them.
No jobs.
Terrible.
It's as if they like look at where you're at and go, yeah, no.
So we would like at least 6 years of experience minimum. In this thing.
Oh, yeah.
You have zero because you're trying to find a job. That minimum. Sucks, dude. Sorry.
Go get some experience.
We've got a job, but we're looking at people that already have a job.
Yeah.
That's tough.
That's tough.
We're
that's
not
tough.
Looking for homeless. Get out of here. Isn't that fun?
Homeless.
Cooking.
I'm kidding.
About to be homeless.
Okay, about to be homeless. This is I'm moving away from jobs. I feel like this is a, not, it's not, it's great. It's great.
I literally asked them what they were doing in the next 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah. This, I'm just taking a little, it's not quite a U-turn. We're not going back. A segoo. Thank you so much. A segoo.
The old 3-point turn?
The old 3-point turn. Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Ye old 3-point turn. Do you guys feel like as a couple, I'm always interested to hear this. Do you guys feel like as a couple, you get along better, in quarantine, like when it's just you guys, or now that you're going out?
I have no idea.
Well, honestly, we don't go out enough, I think, to answer that question yet.
Yeah.
Give us a couple months. You know what? You're so social. Literally,
I'm social,
I have to book Remy in like 2 weeks in advance. It's wild.
I'm a homebody. And like, she'll just like take
Remy's booked and busy, baby.
She really is.
And busy. She's unbothered and thriving.
Mm-hmm.
That's the merch.
Mm-hmm.
Unbothered and thriving. That's the merch. Wow.
Exclusive.
Except
here.
For Rem, nice. I feel like we're always kind of bothered because we're sensitive.
No, I know. Trust me, I made it and I was like, but I'm not unbothered and thriving.
So I'm actually
projecting.
Very sensitive and I think my feelings are hurt.
I'm manifesting.
Bothered and thriving.
Yeah. Crying and thriving.
Crying and thriving.
Sensy and thriving.
Sensy.
We're sensy girls.
Sensy.
Sensi, yeah. And can someone remind me that I'm thriving? Because sometimes I forget.
Because I forget.
Me. I need that merch. Oh my God. I need that really merch. So you're a homebody and Remy just drags you out to be social?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
She's like, I have friends over here grilling. I'm like, okay.
And you're going.
But yeah. I did give you the option this weekend to not go. That's the first time I've ever done that.
Huge. Huge.
I was like,
huge.
I'm going. You want to go? I know you don't. And he said, I'm going to stay home. I said, okay.
Yeah.
I'll go.
I wish I got that.
I was like, I'm staying home, baby.
I knew that's how you felt. But you concealed it really well. You're like,
I have to be nice, okay?
Lauren, to her detriment, loves doing stuff with me. Like, loves. It makes her happy.
Do you see how he's kind of complaining about that?
No, like, I'm not. Lauren, she really does love hanging out with me.
He's just like bragging about how awesome he is.
No,
I know,
I'm not.
Right? He's like, I'm so fucking bomb that my girlfriend loves hanging out with me.
Frat president here?
Let's go.
I'm a good time.
Anyway, my point is Lauren loves doing things with me. And it's not that I don't love doing things with her. I do.
He doesn't.
But I think I'm okay going solo to things a little more than Lauren is, because every time there's an event, especially during the week, it's like, where are we going?
I have to be honest. I feel like I used to be more of an independent bitch until Asian Girl Squad, where boyfriends are always included. And so now it's more fun. It is more fun. But now in my brain, I'm always like, oh, he has to come everywhere. Like, that's just my mentality now too. Yeah. But it's more fun having someone there. But before, I used to just do everything by myself. But then Asian Girl Squad made me realize, like, oh, it's accepted and good to bring him around everywhere.
It's okay to bring your boyfriend. Yes,
but no, I love it. I do love it.
I also think that, like, as a group, we do a good job of, like, having our weekly hangouts, just like the four of us hanging, just like being able to talk shit about our boyfriends. And then for like the bigger events.
They only talk shit about us without us. Oh, I don't know. I have a feeling there's some shit talked about. No, it's like
Jerry and Matt under the rug. We're good.
I never thought that you would like think about it.
Are you kidding me?
That was the funniest shit I've ever heard.
Come on.
Oh, you're home? That's what I imagined always happens.
Come on.
I would never.
Our weekly nights without the boyfriends.
I look forward shit. To We're Asian Girl bracelets. Squad hangouts so much.
Me too. Talk all your shit.
Listen, light offended. Me up all you want. Stay out as late as you want. Let me have the whole fucking bed. Mm.
So anyway, so I think we do a great job of having our weekly girl hangs, because I think that time is really important.
Yes.
And then we do like fun things like Friday night movie night with everyone, which is nice. Or like the Logan Paul fight that's coming up. Like, we're gonna do that all together and stuff.
Oh, I can't wait for
I'm
that.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I can't that. Wait. The
Wasn't
entertainment.
That my birthday?
No, that was the Jake Paul fight.
That was the Jake Paul fight.
Yeah. The other Paul brother is now fighting.
I got
they're
two fucking confused.
Yeah.
Calvin.
I can't believe I mixed them up. I'm usually good about that too. I was
really?
Like,
how are you?
I swear to God, dude, I'm pretty good at that. But like, it was the one time, it was one slip up. Okay. I'm sorry. I can have one. I can have one slip up.
To add context to Jeremy's dislike of doing things with me is that,
let's circle back to the negative. I said, to your detriment, you love doing things with me. I didn't say I don't like doing things with you.
You just said that I like doing things with more with you than you do with me.
I did not say that.
I'm more excited.
Roll the tape back.
Yeah, roll the fucking
sure
tape back.
Did.
Yeah,
sure
thank you.
Did.
Thank you.
I'm Team Lauren on this one.
Yeah. Anyway, what I was going to say context-wise, and this is to your defense, is that I work majority of the day by myself and like just on my phone, on my computer, emailing people, but not like actually interfacing with people face-to-face, where Jeremy spends the entire day on the phone and on video calls talking to other people. So by the time the day is over, another face, aka my face, is not as exciting as his face to me.
You got the best face, babe.
Then why isn't it more exciting to talk to at the end of the day?
To compliment you guys as a couple, we talk about this decently often. She is so good at being on her own. Oh my God. If I'm left alone for 30 minutes.
She can't do it.
I disintegrate into thin air. I can't do it. And
what
so
do you
some,
mean?
I just don't like to be like, I've become codependent. I have.
I will admit it.
Even when he was like in COVID, was getting ready to go back to his job, he's like, you know, I'm going to be gone in the day. You're going to have to be alone. I was like, Chihuahua was shaking. He's like, you know, Jeremy goes to work. Like, I was Lauren, like, man, she's going to have a problem. Lauren's on her own. Mm-mm. I can't do it still.
Remy actually does compliment me a lot on that because I'll spend like 14 hours a day by myself. Nope.
And real quick, so we're complimenting Lauren on her ability to allow me to not be in the same room with her.
Sir.
Yes.
Sir. The severity at which you work, though, is very different than the normal person's workload.
What do you mean?
I mean, you work like 8 to 10. That's a long time to hang by yourself.
Yeah. 8 a.m. to 10?
What?
8 a.m. to 10 p.m.?
Yeah.
I got shit to do.
Right. No, but that's what I'm saying is that you work a lot and you talk to a lot of people throughout the day. And so I've learned how to be independent.
That's true.
No, yeah. It's very impressive, actually. It really is.
That's great. Yeah.
Thank you.
I leave
Thank
her for so an much. Hour and she's on TikTok and then she falls asleep.
Okay, well, I also
that's
do
easy.
That as well.
That's say, so easy.
Yeah, that's the easy part. Yeah. That's the easy part, Cal. Yeah.
But it's like, I keep telling you, like, you got to find a hobby.
Cal's like, loving me cannot be your hobby.
Let's wrap this thing up.
You gotta find out.
He
doesn't have
TikTok as a hobby.
Every once in a while, Cal shows his age.
Market research.
You gotta find a hobby.
You gotta find a hobby.
That was a really old person way to say it.
Back in my day. All right, kids, plug your shit.
CookingWithRemy.com.
Yes, CookingWithRemy.com. Cal did make the website. Say,
who built the website?
I built the website.
Cal did.
Where's it hosted?
On Squarespace.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, you didn't really build it then. It's templated.
Templated no, with like, a lot of CSS. Though.
I was going to say, it was actually really coded out.
Let's go. Yeah.
Got that CSS.
Squarespace is so great. You guys should sponsor this podcast. You can build out great websites or use their templates.
That was probably too much more free than we should have given
them. Yeah, so we use DigitalOcean in a completely custom module because Squarespace doesn't have the shit we need. But I
literally don't know what any of that means.
But to be fair, if Shopify wanted to fucking sponsor us, Canadian, right here.
Woo!
Is it a Canadian thing?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is Canadian.
Oh, wow. Well, I have a channel on YouTube called Mr. Remy Ashton as well as a vlog channel called Rem Life and a podcast called Pretty Basic. I think that's it. Oh, also, I really want to be TikTok famous. So, Miss Remy Ashton on TikTok. I really need to find a hobby. So, if you have any hobbies that you could suggest, tweet me at Miss Remy Ashton.
Oh, Cal, you're so fucked. Cal?
I'm not plugging anything because I still don't know why I'm here.
No joke.
I Earlier don't
today,
get it.
He comes home from work. He's like, why me?
Oh, Cal.
You know what? The amount of people that work at fucking the Big Four. So, you got a software engineer position?
Cal
is in the running right now.
He really is.
Degreed.
Dude, you're going to just like put me
good
on
the dude.
Great socks.
Like come on.
Has hobbies.
Cal.
And the bidding starts at $750,000 per month.
Yes.
Wow.
Per month.
For the boys.
I'm a hot property here. Let's go. Let's go.
I love you guys.
Give me it.
So much. Thank you for letting us monetize our friendship for an hour and a half.
Thank you for having it. This was like a very light therapy session. I did appreciate it.
Great.
I feel like we're all about to fight after we get out this podcast. Like both
mean?
Boyfriends are dead.
Why are we? Why
know,
am
I
in
have
trouble?
Some hobbies.
Hobbies.
To?
Some hobbies we need to find.
I didn't
yeah.
fucking say that.
What?
I didn't fucking say that.
Oh no, you
I
go down with the ship wrong. Though. You go down with the ship.
I didn't say cooking is my favorite part of you. I didn't say hobbies. Is you get a hobby? Yeah.
In surrender.
I was singing the background music while you were fighting.
Dido or whatever. Ditto. Yeah. Okay, we're going to go
you.
Now.
It's been a good ass week. We'll see you next week.
Bye. Yeah.